My name is Ketia Aureli, and I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation was done on October 5th, 2022, for patient Steven, S-T-E-V-E-N, initial D, Bob Gardner, B-A-U-M-G-A-R-D-N-E-R, number one, chronic kidney disease stage two, which has remained stable. With BUN of 20 from 16, creatinine of 1.0 from 1.0, and GFR of 76 from 73. Period. There is evidence of selective and non-selective proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 286 milligrams and urine protein to creatinine ratio of 650 milligrams. In urine albumin to creatinine ratio of 286 milligrams. Period. There is evidence of pyuria. However, the patient reports improved symptoms since the last visit. Period. He still reports occasional urinary dribbling and low urinary and weak urinary stream. Period. The post-void pelvic ultrasound was completed and reveals regular-sized prostate of 3.4 by 2.8 by 2.8 centimeters. However, it did show incomplete emptying of the urinary bladder with post-void residual volume of 41 mLs or 41 cc's. Period. We discussed the importance of following up with urologist Dr. Bukkapatnam, B-U-K-K-A-P-A-T-N-A-M, in Tampa, for further evaluation of the urinary retention, as well as assessment for, as well as assessment for neurogenic bladder. However, due to the patient's personal personal responsibilities, he is unable to go to Tampa at this time, period. We will still send the referral so he could follow up at a later time, period. The patient we will reevaluate for the proteinuria and assess the trends at the next visit. If the proteinuria worsens, we may consider starting the patient on Farxiga for renal protection, the proteinuria, cardiovascular protection, as well as the diabetes, period. However, we do suspect that the proteinuria is a result of the incomplete bladder emptying, period. Next line. Urinary retention. As per number one, we recommend following up with the urologist Bukkapatnam in Tampa to rule out neurogenic bladder. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 141 over 78. Continue with the current regimen. He is euvolemic and weighs 193 pounds. He has lost 1 pound since the last visit. Continue with decreased sodium intake in the diet. Next line, hyperlipidemia. continue with the statin. Next line. Anxiety attacks, patient reports anxiety attacks and attributed to an increased level of stress due to caring for his mother, who is currently on hospice, and his wife, who has stage 4 cancer. Next line, history of hepatitis C. Next line, history of AAA or AAA, which is managed by the PCP. Next line, proteinuria, as previously stated. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. And